today? I'm from 3CR. Can you tell me why you're here today?
Just wanting to rally and get women together and come together and, you know,
Yeah, it's a nice feeling, isn't it?
It's awesome. A really good feeling to see everyone out and be able
and be able to see the numbers as well is pretty cool. And
it's also really good to see men here too.
I think so too. It's really good. Awesome. Really, feels good. Thanks. G'day, I'm from 3CR. Do you want to tell me why you're here today?
Because I'm a nurse and we're all women.
It's nice to have a great sense of solidarity, isn't it?
Yeah, it's wonderful. I just had a training day at the ANMF union, talking about how the union's fought for paid parental leave and annual leave and equal pay. So it seems fitting to wrap it up with some time at a Women's Day march, doesn't it?
Yeah, doesn't it? Yeah. Thank you.
No worries, mate.
Do you want to say something?
I'm just going to echo Soap. That was incredible. Just solidarity with my fellow sisters, baby.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you. G'day, I'm from 3CR. Can you tell me why you've come here to the Women's Day rally?
Support women in their revolution, I guess. Women deserve exactly what everybody else gets, and you know, they are a backbone of a movement, and I'm here to support it.
Thank you. Can I ask you why you're here today? I'm from 3CR.
Somewhere. 3CR. We're fighting for women's rights today. We've been with our union, United Workers Union, today, and we've had a conference today. We went to rally outside Gladys Liu's office today. So we're here to unite with everyone else and fight for our rights.
Thank you. Can I ask? Oh no, you won't talk to me. I'm from 3CO. Why are you here today?
To the support and to fight for our rights as women.
Yeah, it's been a long fight, hasn't it?
Yeah. Is it sort of with lots of losses? Yes. And it feels like the gains just are distant. And so it continues and continues. So I want to be here to support us.
One of the things is safety at work. There's equality of pay, but also safety at work. I heard today someone was talking about how the Me Too movement is not just about outing people, but also accountability. It's been a long struggle, hasn't it?
Yeah, and it's sort of that thing when you get to an age and you realise you've lived your whole fucking lifetime in relationship to being actually anxious about men in the world, and about how, and the authorities that, like the police and the government, how there is no real kind of shift in terms of our safety, no really policy shifts. So it's the endlessness of it. It's tiring.
Yeah, I think it's tiring too. And actually, they said it's not really a woman's issue; it's a man's issue, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all our issue, isn't it? What do you want in your society? You want to continue this unbelievable inequity and this misery and the brutality. It's just overwhelming.
It's nice to be in a group.
Yeah, again.
It's good.
Even if we...
Yeah. Thanks. Hello, can you tell me why you're here today? I'm from 3CR.
Yeah, cool. We're here because, you know, women's issues are still very much at the forefront of, you know, something that should be a political agenda. There's so many issues that you can kind of point to that really need serious attention. You know, harassment in the workplace, equal pay, superannuation. Women shouldn't be, retiring into homelessness. I think these are really important issues that people are sort of sick of hearing about and want real action on. So, you know, people are really getting around it. And I think this year in particular, some of the horrific stuff that's come out of the biggest body that should be the best embodiment of Australian values has really failed women. You know, with Brittany Higgins, Grace Tame, all these women coming forward with some pretty horrific allegations that I don't think have been handled particularly well, and really kind of shine a big light on an area that's otherwise been kind of a backwater of social issues, and that's why we're here today, to kind of, you know, lend light to that cause and and really try and make a change.
It's nice, isn't it, to have such a group?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's good. I mean, I'd love to see more. I'm hoping more people come along. I know kind of it's been a rough couple of years and people might have sort of fallen out of the habit of getting down and might be feeling a bit nervous about it all, but it looks like most people are taking it seriously, kind of wearing masks and stuff like that. And really hoping to kind of have a big presence.
Thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, no worries.
Can I talk to you?
Sure.
I'm from 3CR. One, why are you here?
Well, I'm here to show support for our comrades, for the sisterhood, our comrades here who still face gender inequity at home, in the workplace and across the country.
I was listening to a webinar today and it said that even despite the survey showing that sexual harassment at Parliament is at 30% as a workplace, that it was shown that in media areas, it was for women, it was for 82% that of the surveyed, and 83% for men.
So there was a survey a couple of years ago by the Sex Discrimination Commissioner, Kate Jenkins, I think it was 2019, and the two industries that had the worst level of, or the largest prevalence of sexual harassment were the media, but also the arts and entertainment sector. So it's something we feel very deeply and is very personal to us, that it's our members, it's women in the fields of the arts and the media that are suffering that are harassment.
Yeah, it's extraordinary, isn't it? Anyway, it's great to be here with such a lot of people.
It is. It's good to see a lot of people after a long time of not seeing too many people. And obviously for a cause that is no less important now than it was a year ago or 5 years ago. But in some ways, you could argue things are a bit worse than they were a couple of years ago, particularly in this space.
Thanks.
Thanks.